Hey, John, have you ever been threatened by any government types just to stay quiet?
Never. Never the slightest bit of that have I ever experienced.
You know, people ask me that, too. Never happened. They just leave us alone, don't they?
They do, and, you know, considering all the stuff that above top secret, and my friend Springer has put on that forum, it's really interesting. I mean, he put on the Copernicus pictures in all their glory, and they are there now if anybody wants to go see them, and also thelivingmoon.com.
What's next on your agenda, John, these days?
Well, I've got this little mine going, gold mine here that I'm trying to start up in Gold Butte. It's been 5 years going. I'm just waiting for it to get warm enough so I can get out there and start milling.
Have you found any little nuggets yet?
It's not. It's hard rock. They don't have nuggets.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's the only certificated gold mine in southern Nevada. Certificated and operating gold mine.
Now, how do you know there's gold there?
It's a vein that's been mined for 100 years.
Okay. Well, you might hit the mother lode. You never know.
No, it'll be maybe an ounce at the best per ton. But, I'm retired. I don't need that much. In a beautiful place called Gold Butte.
You're doing it for fun primarily?
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the calls we go. Let's pick it up by going west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello there. Happy New Year. This is Julia in Ashland.
Hi, Julia.
And I have a couple questions for John. I'm interested in this soul catcher theory, and John, I follow you until you get to this point, and then I start to fear for your sanity a little bit. I just would like to know, first of all, you said they shoot the soul back into the body when the baby's pretty clear to live past a couple of days. Well, obviously they made a lot of mistakes on that one. And who's they who are doing this? And they must know the soul's past lives, I assume. How do they decide which souls reincarnate? Is this like some assembly line and then they just randomly select them? Do they have a design that makes us, you know, repress our past lives, memories of it? And then why do some of us recall our past lives like I do?
Everybody has many, many past lives. And yes, there is a design. When you die, they know exactly where you're going next, and if you have to go to a holding place where you have to be taken out behind the woodshed and said, "Now you didn't do a very good job this time. Next time, we're going to expect a little bit better."
Who is they, John? Extraterrestrials or dimensional
people?
Yeah,
the extraterrestrials, the people who run this operation. You know, we just didn't grow here from fish. Somebody put us here, somebody made us here, and we're part of the big design. There are billions of places just like Earth all over the universe, and people are in various stages of development. Some are more advanced than us, some are less advanced from us, but there's Earth all over the place, billions of them.
Well, how can they expect us to make any progress if we can't remember our past lives?
That's the trick.
A lot of people can't, Julie.
The maturing of the soul. We can't cheat.
Why do they repress the memories?
Pardon?
Why would they repress our memories of our past lives if we're supposed to make any progress?
I don't know how that works, but I'll tell you one guy who does, and that's Sleeper. And
got to get Sleeper on.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah, if you could get him on, boy, I'll tell you, it would be great. He's short and to the point, and he has a heck of a good sense of humor.
Okay, we'll work on that. Next up, let's go to our next wild card line. Welcome to Coast. You're on the air with us. Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark in Philly.
Okay, Mark.
Hey, and on that last caller, I wouldn't worry too much about past lives. We're on the verge of becoming immortal like the Anunnaki before us, at which point there's not going to be a whole lot of repeats going on. You're just going to sort of hang around. But and for your gold digging that you're going to be doing, that's also your Anunnaki birth, right? Because supposedly they created us as gold lusting after slave workers.
Yeah, that's William Bramley's theory.
Well, Zechariah Sitchin. Specifically, at least as I follow. But listen, you know, and as far as being called and being left alone, I have been called by somebody from an alphabet agency because of some stuff that I was doing. I used to run a website that focused on the second face at Sidonia called Face 2 at Sidonia, the Anunnaki, as I called it. And we used to put up all kinds of wild new discoveries leading right up to that 1998 new image release, if
yes.
You'll recall.
Yeah.
And we posted all kinds of two different dolphins that were found there in that same area, just like the two faces and so on. Well, every 6 hours, the website eventually was being whacked by an acronym agency where it would suck down hundreds of pages every second. so it was keeping a copy. And I used to get sometimes 3,000 visitors a day, and about 50% of them were government and .mil IP addresses, right?
Yeah.
So I started collecting them, and I started discovering all kinds in there, including eventually E0001.EOP.gov, which I think you can figure out who that probably was. Executive Office of the President, yeah. Executive One. Anyway, so I started cutting off the IP addresses and putting W's at the front, and eventually my main point here in support of what you were saying before, while I don't think that it's likely that somebody's walking out with a can of Windex, it's way too risky to be pulling malarkey like that. You have the dust devils to take care of that as far as the rovers. I do think it's likely that we are probably to some degree at Mars, and the reason is because I backdoored just going, you know, to what I thought were publicly available or not, websites, but to some of these very strange IP addresses, and I came up with one of the various space battle labs that you might have seen online. But this one had a spinning GIF animation with a logo or sort of a badge for whatever group this was.
Yeah.
And on one side of it, I swear to God, on one side of it is this, you know, the Stars and Stripes and rockets and all kinds of space-looking launch-type vehicles. And on the flip side is a, you know, white-suited, gold-helmet, I can remember it clear as day, gold-helmet-covered astronaut standing in front of a red city with a red atmosphere behind it, holding some kind of space-looking rifle in his hands. So, you know, this is back in 98, and that's just something that I sort of fell back into, and once I saw that, I disconnected the connection and, you know, cut off from that stuff for a little while because, you know, I just didn't want to, you know, take the heat. But the bottom line is I agree with about 90% of what you had to say. I think everything from the launch vehicles to what is probably a soon-to-be, you know, revealing of themselves to us en masse, primarily because of these sort of... you know, all over the world, these atomic battles that seem to be gearing up between either the Israelis and their neighbors, India and Pakistan, North Korea and anybody, Iran and the U.S. There's too much volatility, and I don't think, even though there may be billions of planets out there that are great, it still seems like Earth, you know, the reason they came here, according to the Bible, the sons of the gods came down to make, you know, mate with the fairest women. They like our Earth women, and I think they're coming here for that and the gold mining and all the variety of other reasons.
Possibly. George, wasn't it with you that that lady called in that was at NASA, and she was watching the TV monitor and of Mars, and the guy comes up, and they saw the two people walking across
mm-hmm.
the landscape?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, sure is. You have mentioned, by the way, that we have two Hubble telescopes. Explain that one, John.
Right. There was one that the public knows about, and then the other one was strictly military. And a few years ago, you'll remember the one that the public knows about, they said it went bad. It didn't go bad. What they did is they needed it for another mission.
Took it out of commission.
And so they told the public that it was out of commission, and the military used that one too, and they were tracking something that was in space, and I don't know what that was. And then when they finished that mission, they put it back into commission, and now we have that one. But there still is the other military Hubble. There's two Hubbles.
All right, let's go to our first time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there, welcome.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Giza pyramid and the crop circles, if it's okay.